Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the
bottom. Welcome back here to 560 WQAM. A very good Friday night to everybody. Greg Likens here with you, taking the show up until 10 o'clock. Little Drake being played there as he's been in the news, certainly with the Raptors-Bucks Eastern Conference Finals. We're going to talk some NBA playoffs, talk some Dolphins, little AFC East, all of that as we go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline and welcome in Troy Stratford, the postgame analyst of the Miami Dolphins Radio Network, of course, former Dolphins running back, and I always like to highlight the 1987 NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. You can follow him on Twitter, at Troy Stratford. Troy, a very good Friday night to you. How you doing?
Likens, a very good Friday night to you. To me, everything is good. Pizza and beer. That's what I do on Friday.
All right. I like that. That sounds good. And that's a good way to kick off your Memorial Day weekend, huh?
Absolutely. You know, me being from the Northeast, a little bit different than those who grew up down here in South Florida. Up north is the signal for the start of summer. So it's a big weekend. Everyone who is someone has a grill going. They have food on the grill, and it's just a great weekend.
It really is, and it's going to be an even better weekend, at least in my book, because on Memorial Day from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Troy and I will be doing a show together right here on 560 WQAM. Looking forward to that, Troy.
And we will have a good time. There's
yes.
No doubt about that. We always have a good time when we're on the go.
Very true. You never know where we're going to go with the conversation, but we always have a good time.
It will go somewhere.
Yes. Hey, Troy, we've had now a couple of OTAs that have been open to the media for the Dolphins the last couple of weeks, and it sounds like, especially this last Tuesday, both Ryan Fitzpatrick and Josh Rosen look good, at least when the media was able to watch. Do you like the fact that Brian Flores and the Dolphins coaching staff, they're having them battle for this starting role, and they're really sticking to the idea that this is going to be a competition between the two?
Competition brings out the best in everyone. So I am certainly open to the Miami Dolphins going this route here. Like, don't hand it to anyone. Make every person on that team earn it. You look at all the other positions, and I'm pretty sure that's pretty much the case. Why not have it at the quarterback position? We haven't had that around here in a long time with the Miami Dolphins. It's always been handed to Ryan and Tannehill, that is. I say open it up and have a competition.
I'm with you, and I like it in this regard, Troy, because I've kind of gone back and forth on this. At first, I was like, hey, listen, Coach Flores, you can say whatever you want, but we need to see Josh Rosen out on the football field. But the more I've thought about it, I've talked to some other former players and now yourself about it, it's like, you know, if they have a true competition and Ryan Fitzpatrick wins it, then doesn't that tell us everything we need to know about Josh Rosen?
It tells you everything that you need to know about Josh Rosen. It also tells everyone else on that football team about your quarterback. He won the job. He gets instant respect. So I don't think you could go wrong in that situation. Now, I want Rosen also. I want to see him because he has a higher ceiling. So let's hope he does well and he wins the job. No disrespect to Fitzpatrick, but, you know, we want to move forward. So let's hope that Rosen comes in here and lights things up.
Yeah, I'm with you. I want to see what Rosen has. If he's got the goods, give him as much of an opportunity to do that in the upcoming season, and then that will provide you at least with an educated decision to make then on what you want to do in next year's draft. Troy Stratford joining me here on 560 WQAM. With that being said, Troy, how does a coach, I'd say, you know, successfully preach competition and be taken seriously, as you were just referencing, when everyone knows that players like Xavien Howard or Laremy Tunsil will be starting no matter what?
Because players know that they're not better than those guys you just mentioned no matter what. Like, you know, as a player on a football team, who's excellent, who's okay, who's he could lose his job any day. Like, players know that. So, okay, every position is open for competition, but we know Xavier Howard, who just got paid like a boatload of money, the highest paid DB, right? Mm-hmm. In the NFL. So he's not going anywhere. But all the other guys on the football team are not expecting an open competition right there. So it kind of works itself out. When it comes to the quarterback position that we're facing right now as Dolphin fans, it needs to be open. Josh Rosen, he came into the league, a first-round draft pick. He struggled last year with the Arizona Cardinals, and now, you know, his stock has fallen off a little bit. And if there isn't a fire lit underneath his butt, like there's something wrong with him, and he's not the right guy. But to have an opportunity as depressing as it had to be for him to go through what he just went through out there in Arizona, to have a second chance so quickly, I'm taking advantage of the opportunity, the situation, and I'm going to show everybody, like, I am what you thought I was last year, and I'm about to show you. So I'm sitting here looking at this like, man, this kid right here, okay, he could forget about the last month of what happened in his life. He has a great opportunity to be the starting quarterback of a story franchise, and he just has to run with it.
He really does. It's a terrific opportunity and quite a story, to say the least. Troy, I'm curious, because I'd like to get especially a former player's perspective on this. I know the game has changed in terms of the rules with the offseason workout programs and everything, but what do you think of Rashad Jones not showing up to these voluntary workouts and OTAs so far this offseason?
From what I've understood, when it comes to Rashad Jones, his contract situation is pro-Rashad Jones. And he pretty much has the Miami Dolphins in a pickle. And I don't follow the contracts that much, but that's what I understand a little bit. I do know about it. And so he could pretty much do what he wants to do until the Miami Dolphins say, all right, it doesn't matter how much it's going to cost us to get rid of you or whatever the case may be. So I don't know why he is not there. I'm guessing that it goes back to last year a little bit and how the Miami Dolphins treated him, Coach Gase and company, how they treated him. There's two sides to every story. And I guess he hasn't forgotten that, and he's saying, I'm going to do my own thing. Now, when a player does that, though, Likens, there is no doubt, no question that he needs to come into camp tip-top shape. If you're going to sit out, you're going to boycott certain things or just not show up, you can't come in half-stepping. The only concern that I have is the fact that it's a new system that's going in. So he will have to learn a new system on the fly, and he won't have all of this pre-workout practice, getting to know things, getting that natural feel underneath your belt. That's my only concern when it comes to Rashad Jones, because we all know he's a football player.
Yeah, we do. He's a very good football player. And what's interesting is there are some out there that think that the Dolphins may still try to trade him post June 1st, where they're going to have to eat a lot of his money. Like, it's going to make a big dent into their salary cap, but they want to move on, and they have the flexibility at least this year in terms of the salary cap space where they could do that. At the same time, I'm kind of with you as well, Troy.
Hey, I knew you would know about the contract situation.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, like, it's a very, very player-friendly deal, to your point. Like, you hit that on the head, but there's still some out there that think that perhaps they try to move on from him. But, you know, if they're not going to move on from him, I am kind of like along the lines of you're saying, like, it's a new system, it's a new coach, he's expected to be one of the leaders on defense because he's one of the longest tenured players in the team. So in that regard, I know it's voluntary, he doesn't have to be there, but if he's going to be working out anyway, it's kind of peculiar that he wouldn't show up for a couple of these voluntary workouts.
Yeah, but in his shoes, he's sitting there saying, okay, you don't want to commit to me, you don't want to tell me right now that I'm part of this football team. I hear the rumors, like everyone else hears the rumors, that you may try and move me before a certain date. I'm not showing up, and I've earned that right. I've put in my time, I paid my dues, I've earned that right. So I can see both sides of it, and I guess most of the time I see both sides of this, you know, the coin. But I can see the argument from management side as well as player side.
Troy Stratford, postgame analyst in the Miami Dolphins Radio Network, former Dolphins running back, joining me here on 560 WQAM. All right, we just found out about this over the last week or two, but there's a new slogan for the Miami Dolphins. It's TNT, which stands for Takes No Talent, that Brian Flores has brought to the table. Well, we thought, you know, Brian Flores is going to bring a bunch of influences from New England. This actually comes from his high school days. Do you like this? Do you like this? Your Boston College guy is bringing the Takes No Talent slogan here to the Dolphins.
Liking is being around football as long as I've been. I've seen so many guys play who were less talented than guys who were more talented. And the reason why they play is because the coach could trust them. He's where he's supposed to be. He does what he's supposed to do. He doesn't buck the system. He learns everything. And so I have no problem with that. And I go back to when Flores first got down here. You know, I'd rather have three really good players than one great player. I sign off on that. I really do sign off on that, because if you're supposed to be in a certain spot, because there are 11 guys on both sides of the football that need to work in cohesion. They need to be on the same page. And so many times over the last couple of years, we've heard coaches step up to the microphone and sit there and say, we had one breakdown. We had a breakdown here. If a guy did his job there. So teams are much better, they perform much better when all 11 guys, and it's hard to do that on any given play in the National Football League, to get all 11 guys to be on the same page, the right page, do what they're supposed to do. And for some reason, and I don't understand why, the Miami Dolphins, they have had offensive plays destroyed, they have had touchdowns scored upon them, because of the error of one guy. So if I'm coming in and I'm sitting there saying, I want guys who I could trust, who I know, who I could count on, not just to show up when they're supposed to show up, not just to stay awake in meetings when they're supposed to stay awake in meetings, but guys who on third down and seven, they know what to expect. They're going to be where they're supposed to be. I'm all for that. I love it. I really love it.
I'm with you, especially the way you explained it. I think that's really well said. Troy Stratford joining me here on 560 WQAM. He'll be hosting with me on Monday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Memorial Day, so we encourage everybody to tune in to that. All right, Troy, let's switch gears from the Dolphins and talk about the former Dolphins head coach in Adam Gase, as he is now the only active NFL coach who's also serving as the general manager of his own team.
Good luck to him.
Yeah, Troy, this has been an absolute circus. I haven't talked to you about it, so I'm going to give you the floor. What do you make of how this has all developed?
I'm sitting in that situation looking at it, and I'm sitting there saying, I'm glad we don't have that situation. And don't get me wrong, I was a big fan of Gase when he first came down here, while he was here. I really like how he spoke, what he was about. I like all of that. But I'm sitting there saying, okay, new coach, new team, organization, you want to get started off on the right foot, and they have all of this chaos going on already, and I'm sitting there saying, good luck to you. Yes, the Jets, they have some pretty good young talent that's up there, so it's a team that really has to be reckoned with. You know, they're trying to turn the page as well. They got a young quarterback that they drafted in the first round last year. But I'm sitting there saying, the NFL, as simple as it has become, is still a difficult job to do. And now Adam Gase, he's wearing a couple of hats. I'm not a big believer in coaches. I think coaches are coach. I know you want your certain players, your own players, the players you like. You want that final say. But I still believe that coaches should coach, and GMs and general managers, they should do what they do. So good luck to what's going on with the Jets.
Yeah, it is an absolute mess. And I think the rest of the AFC East, including the Dolphins, even though they're not in a position to be winning a Super Bowl right now. I think everybody's going to benefit from it. Eventually, they're going to hire a new general manager there with the Jets. But the thing that is kind of crazy about the situation is with Adam Gase, it's not like, hey, we're giving him the title of GM and it's just something that we're doing while we find the next guy. He's actually making moves. Like, he's made a trade. He's released players. He fired a scout. And then he went in front of the media yesterday in New York and said, no, I really want to focus on coaching. I'm not interested in this GM thing. And they're like, well, why have you done all this stuff then? He goes, well, hey, that's what I'm required to do. Like, he's all over the place, man.
He is all over the place. And, you know, we don't know how he truly feels, what he truly wants up there. But I just think the job is really complicated and too big for one person to make all of the decisions. You need someone else in the room that'll say, pump your brakes, slow down, how about this, or how about that? It just can't be one guy, one voice making all of the decisions. I have no problem with the one guy, one voice making all of those decisions on game day, but leading up to game day, like here in the off season, when it comes to personnel decisions and moves that you're going to make, I think it requires more than one.
Yeah, I'm with you. So we'll see how this all plays out. Okay, Troy, I want to ask you about the NBA playoffs. I know you and I like to talk basketball. When we do the show on Monday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. here on QAM, will we be talking about a Game 7 between the Bucks and the Raptors, or do you think that this series ends tomorrow in Toronto?
With the Greek Freak being hurt, like, if he doesn't show 100%, we're talking about the Toronto Raptors against the Golden State Warriors. That's what's happening. Now, if he's healthy, because it's still going to be a hard task to beat Toronto at home. I mean, that place is absolutely a zoo. And they have seemed like they figured out things. I think this is the first time that the Milwaukee Bucks have lost three games in a row this season. So they've done something right there. They figured out something. Personally, from my seat, when the series started, I wanted to see Giannis. I wanted to see him get into the finals. But as the season or the series went along, I really want to see Kawhi Leonard play against the Golden State Warriors. I really want to see that. And I really want – I'm going to ask you this, Likens. I'm going to ask you this. Are you in the same line that I'm in where you're sitting there saying, I would like to see Kawhi Leonard win it just to see what the heck he's going to do after? Can you leave after you win a championship?
Man, I think that would be tough, right? Like, I argued when the Heat, if LeBron had won in that final year, it would end up being this final year with the Heat.
He couldn't leave, right?
Because at that point, they would have won three in a row. Yeah, if you're Kawhi, like, why would you leave after winning a championship?
If you're Kawhi, you're sitting there, NBA champion in Toronto, right? Your first year there, and they just kind of rented you for one season, although they had different plans. They're like, we can really do this here. All of a sudden, he becomes the number one recruiter in an NBA, because we know that goes on in the NBA where players are recruiting players to come here, to go there. He becomes the number one point guy. I don't care who else you want to talk about. KD, if Golden State was to win it without KD, he has to leave. He has to leave. So I'm hoping as a Knicks fan, I'm hoping that part of me is hoping that Golden State wins so that KD has to leave. And then part of me is hoping that Toronto wins if they get there, so that Kawhi Leonard becomes that number one recruiter, and I want to see who else is going to go north of the border and play in Toronto. It's a great city, by the way.
Yeah, it's and with all of that being said, the domino effect that will occur this NBA offseason is going to be so fun to watch, isn't it? I mean, I know that I sometimes criticize NBA fans and media, including myself, because we seem so enamored by what's going to happen in the future rather than just enjoying the games that are happening now. But I do think this is going to be a pretty epic offseason.
I agree with you. Real quick, what do you think about LeBron and the situation with the Lakers there? Like, is he that top recruiter? Or you think guys lining up to play with him now? or do you think he's on the other side of the mountain?
I don't know. This is a good question. I mean, you believe the reports that have come out the last couple of days, he's already starting to recruit. And then I see all these headlines online, Troy, which this is certainly a 2019 phenomenon. Like, this wouldn't have happened in any other era with the technological advances. But people are going crazy because LeBron James liked a picture on Instagram that somebody had made of Kyrie Irving in a Lakers jersey. So now everybody's trying to read into that.
I will say this. Kyrie Irving learned a lesson. It's not that easy at the top. It's not that easy when you are the man. You got to show up every night. I have more respect. Now I'm talking as Kyrie Irving now. I have more respect for LeBron James than I had when I played with him, even though it was me who hit the big shots when we won the championship.
Right.
But I got more respect for LeBron James now that I was in that situation. So if I'm Kyrie Irving, I'm sitting there saying, okay, if I can't team up with KD in New York and bring somebody else with us, I wouldn't mind going back to L.A. or going out to L.A. and teaming up with LeBron to see if we could do this again.
Yeah, and I do think that a player with a personality type of a Kyrie Irving that doesn't feel the need to be the guy. Like, Kyrie Irving wanted to be the guy and then found out the hard way that that's not really, doesn't suit him or fit him very well.
Right.
So I think that anybody who's okay with that, because LeBron's going to overshadow anyone, regardless of his age or where he's at in his career, I think then they're going to get some guys there in L.A. My only question would be, how turned off are all these free agents going to be by the dysfunction in the front office, right? Because that's the thing right now.
I think they'll overcome that. I really do. Like, people talk about the New York Knicks situation also with Dolan, right, how he has run that organization. But if the players behind the scenes, if they get together and they say, there's no bigger stage, I don't care what city you want to talk about, there is no bigger stage in basketball than doing it in Madison Square Garden in New York City. If those guys get together and say, let's go do it there, it doesn't matter what's going on, in my opinion. It doesn't matter what's going on upstairs, what decisions they're making. We're going to get this done. So I don't think the players, again, behind the scenes, if they team up and they say, let's go build something in L.A., I don't think that factors into it at all.
It's going to be fascinating, and it's going to be a lot of fun to see it all play out. Of course, we still have the playoffs to go. Troy, man, it's been a lot of fun as always.
Wait,
and
I got to cut you up. I have to say something about what's going on with the Golden State Warriors,
yes.
And I want to get your opinion on this. I'm looking at that team now without Kevin Durant, and I'm looking at what Steph Curry is doing, and I'm looking at what I just drew a blank.
Draymond or Clay
Draymond
Thompson?
Draymond Green, yeah. Right, what he is doing. And I'm sitting there and I go, wow. I said, for those guys, as prideful as players are, I'm the best at this, I'm the best at doing that, I'm the best at my position. For those guys, all season long and last year, to welcome in KD and allow him to pretty much take over that basketball team after they had already won, I'm sitting there like patting Green on the back and Steph Curry. Like, they're both lighting it up now, and I'm sitting there saying, they could have been doing that the whole time. But they swallowed their pride. They thought team first. They bought into the whole KD situation. I'm sitting there saying, man, I got more respect for the two of those guys now. And I'm telling you, I would like for Golden State to win it so that KD has to leave.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the Warriors, and I've really actively rooted against them since Kevin Durant joined the team. But I agree with your sentiments that it's amazing. Like, Troy, in the beginning of the playoffs, like, Steph Curry went through an 8-game stretch where he shot terribly and was a shell of himself, and people were criticizing him. I was criticizing him, and Durant was considered the best player in the playoffs, the best player in the world. He goes down, and all of a sudden, everybody's like, well, Steph Curry's one of the best of all time because he steps up, and you're right. All of those guys clearly have really sacrificed for the greater good.
Absolutely.
It's quite an incredible story. Even though I don't like him, you have to respect all of that.
No doubt about it. I think it's a great story that – you know, for those who write out there about stories, that is a story right there. For these guys to take a back seat at the stage of their career with rings on their fingers, I think it's incredible.
It certainly is. We'll talk more about that on Monday, Troy, as we encourage everybody to tune in on Memorial Day, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Troy Stratford and I will be doing a program right here on 560 WQAM. In the meantime, Troy, I got to let you get back. You've got the pizza, the beer. You got to.
Oh, my pizza's a little cold now. I got to warm it up now.
Okay,
but that's
yeah.
All right.
Sorry,
that's
I had you talking too much there. So,
That's all right.
Thanks as always. And
I have one question. Here I go again. Like, I know you got a commercial break. Here I go again. What's the code word for the hour?
Hey, you know what the best thing is? There's no code words in the 7 o'clock hour, so I don't have to worry about this tension between Hialeah Hector and everybody else out there. Holy cow!
Hector's playing his role well. I enjoy it.
They're still texting Price on the text line. Bunch of losers.
You guys have a great time, man.
All right, Troy. Have a good one.
You got it.
There he is, Troy Stratford, joining us here, post-game analyst of the Miami Dolphins Radio Network, former Dolphins running back, of course, the 1987 NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year, and follow him on Twitter, at Troy Stratford. Always great to catch up with him. Welcome back here to 560 WQAM. Greg Likens here with you on this Friday night. Hope everybody's doing well out there. Hialeah Hector with me as well. Big thanks to Troy Stratford for joining the program. Always fun to catch up with Troy. And as I mentioned, he and I'll be on together on Monday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Certainly looking forward to that. And great to talk to him about a number of different topics. So I saw this earlier today, and then I just got an alert about it on my phone because, you know, I got, you know, all these different alerts. That's the way it is these days, right? You can't just seek out a website to find your news. You have to have everything instantaneously sent to you the moment it happens. And so I made this point, I guess it was a week ago today, because I was on with Frito on the Midday Show, and we brought up the fact that Ted Ginn had said in an interview recently that he'd put up $10,000 to sprint against anybody. That he's in his 30s now, but he feels like he's still the fastest guy around. And so, you know, that made some headlines. We were talking about that. And I was saying, hey, you know what would be really fun is if somebody organized and made a made-for-television event, a sprint, and you get the fastest athletes from all the major sports, right? And so maybe you have, you know, like a kind of a bracket of sorts in which you have a determination of who the fastest football player is, who the fastest baseball player is, fastest NBA player, hockey player, soccer player, whatever other sports you want to bring into it. But you could televise that. That'd be something I would watch. I would watch a race between a bunch of big athletes and from the different sports. Well, apparently, this got some people thinking because something like this is now becoming a reality. Apparently, at least among NFL players, it is, because there is going to be a competition slated for next month, so sometime in June, I guess June 29th, in which it's being called the inaugural 40 Yards of Gold, a tournament-style speed contest for June 29th, not affiliated with the NFL, but involving a bunch of NFL players, including, and not limited to, Saints running back Alvin Kamara, Saints receiver Ted Ginn Jr., and I'm going to read this list because he's got a bunch of players. 12 offensive players and 12 defensive players will compete head-to-head. The winner of each division will face off in the final with the title of fastest player at stake. 22 players have been announced for the event, with two mystery participants also involved. You ready to hear this field? The field includes, on offense, Ginn and Kamara, Jeff Badet, I don't know who that is, Corey Coleman, Robbie Anderson, Richie James, Demir Byrd, Mark Ingram, Kevin Snead, Christian Blake, Jacoby Ford, and a mystery participant. On defense, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, Trey Waynes, John Franklin III, Kevin Byard, Quinton Dunbar, Rashard Robinson, Terrell Sinkfield, Jerome Baker from the Miami Dolphins, Jalen Myrick, Buda Baker, Dante Jackson, and Charles James II. As well as a mystery participant. Fan voting will determine the seeding for the tournament, and voting will conclude Sunday, after which the matchups will begin to be announced. This according to ESPN. Now, I've seen also on social media where they're saying that Jakeem Grant is also going to get involved. And so I guess some of the players that are involved are free agents, but they're going to be racing anyway. So this is going to be fascinating. I actually think this is a great idea, right? Like, this is cool. You always hear these guys talking smack about who the fastest players are anyway. Like, in the Dolphins locker room just last year, you had this, you know, kind of fun, in good-natured trash talk between Kenny Stills, Kenyon Drake, Albert Wilson, Jakeem Grant. It was really like those four and trying to determine who is the fastest guy on the team. But, yeah, you might as well do that because these guys talk trash about it all the time. Wasn't there like an old story about Chris Johnson? And maybe it was Ted Ginn, but they were, you know, daring each other to race in the streets of South Beach because, you know, these guys take it really seriously. But, yeah, so according to social media, you could have an opportunity for Jakeem Grant, although I would find it strange for Jakeem Grant to participate considering he's coming back off an injury. But according to this list here, Jerome Baker from the Dolphins will be participating as one of the defensive players. So I think that's pretty cool. That sounds fun. We're getting some text rolling. If you want to chime in, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 560-22, 560-22. One of our texters simply says, after hearing the Troy Stafford interview, bring back the Finnsiders. Well, that's very nice. Don't think it's going to happen, but I appreciate the sentiment. We also have somebody who says, maybe they're trying to play the role of Hialeah Hector on the show, just trying to troll us a little bit here. Says, hey, fellas, the Dolphins suck. Well, I don't think a lot of people are going to argue with you on that, at least for this upcoming season. But I think, or I'd like to think, they're building something that will have more long-term success as time goes on. But either way, that's the team here. That's the team we're going to talk about. If you don't like this, to talk about the Dolphins, then you should probably tune in somewhere else. And if you think the Dolphins suck, then I'm curious to know who your team is. Like, you're just going to text us, the Dolphins suck? Like, who's your team? The Jets? You can't figure out what the heck's going on behind the scenes? Is it the Bills? Because they're not world beaters. If you're a Patriots fan, then yeah. I mean, everybody sucks compared to them. But otherwise. Meanwhile, there are a lot of people who are texting in about you, Hialeah. There's something about you, man. I shouldn't be surprised.
I don't know what I did to trigger it. Oh, honestly.
Well, you called everybody losers. That was a part of it. People want to win money. And you're trying to deprive them of winning $1,000. That's what happened.
I just said there was a cutoff time. Plus, they're texting our text line instead of the actual number you gave out listening and paying attention at the top of the hour.
That's true. That's hard to excuse. No doubt about it. It's hard to excuse. I'm trying to think. Getting back to this race. Like, are you fast, Hialeah? Did you run sprints or anything when you were in high school?
I was decent.
Yeah?
I was okay.
What was your event? Did you have an event that you specialized
in? Not really.
In?
Like, no? Field day in elementary, that's it.
Okay. So you didn't run like track and field?
Oh, no, never that.
Okay.
No.
You're saying like in middle school you used to do field day?
No, I just played a lot of flag football.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying that, you know. I'm looking at this list of players, though. I think they needed to get a little more star power, right? Like, certainly it's headlined by Ted Ginn, Alvin Kamara. Mark Ingram's in there as well. Jacoby Ford's a fairly big name. Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie. Otherwise, right? They need to get some more star power in this group. Still think it's cool, though. 40 yards of gold. I like that. Hey, let's take a quick timeout. We come back. Want to continue some of the NFL conversation here. I'm just curious, like, if you're thinking of mystery participants, like, who would you want to see as the mystery participants in this group? Because a mystery participant, they got to have some big names, right? Like, and if you're just tuning in, there's apparently this 40 yards of gold, a tournament style speed contest set for June 29th that's going to involve NFL players basically running 40 yard dashes to see who the fastest player is in the league. They're going to have a defensive side, an offensive side, and the winner of each side is going to race for the title of the fastest guy. Who would you like to see as the mystery participants? Because apparently they've listed out what appear to be 11 players on each side of the ball, and then each squad or each side is going to get a mystery participant. So if you had a choice, let me know who those players would be. Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota, text line 56022. Let's take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll have an update on the Marlins score and also on that Canes baseball game from earlier. Stay tuned here on 560 WQAM.
Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby.
We're back here on 560 WQAM. Greg Likens here with you as we are getting close to the 8 o'clock hour. Hylia Hector on the other side of the glass. We'll take you up until 10 o'clock. In the 8 o'clock hour, I do want to talk about the latest dysfunction from the Jets and Adam Gase. My gosh, the story that keeps on giving. Certainly not in New York, right? Because I'm sure all the fans there are frustrated by what's going on, unless you're a Giants fan. But down here in South Florida, now that Adam Gase isn't with us, he's up in New York coaching the Jets, general manager of the Jets at that. Yeah, it is certainly entertaining and humorous. By the way, we've got some baseball going on tonight. The Marlins right now, fresh off a big winning streak, six-game winning streak entering this weekend. They have a 4-1 lead over the Washington Nationals in the top of the third. So this Marlins team has got something going right now. And, you know, Pablo Lopez is on the mound for them, and he helped his own cause earlier as he drove in a pair of runs with an RBI two-run single that's scored Alfaro and Ramirez. And then in the first inning, everything got started with a two-run homer by Brian Anderson. The only run for the Nationals so far is courtesy of Adam Eaton with a solo home run. So good start tonight for the Marlins as they've got a little run going here. And also want to let you know that unfortunate news for the Canes baseball team, because I know a lot of people were paying attention to what was going on in the ACC tournament, but they lost in 11 innings. It's an 11-inning game against North Carolina. 7-5 was the final. So that is going to conclude their stay in the ACC tournament. And now you got to just get ready for the regionals of the NCAA tournament. The ACC tournament will continue to go on this weekend, tomorrow, and Sunday, but the Canes will not be involved. So just want to pass along that information to be sure. So we got some people who are texting. I told you about this race that's going on about with the NFL players. Ted Ginn had come out and was on record as saying that he'd put up $10,000 and race anyone. Even though you take a look at Ted Ginn, he's been in the league for a while, and he's 34 years old, but certainly can still run. That hasn't changed. And you know what? Maybe we should just give Ted Ginn some credit for this, because I know Ted Ginn routinely gets roasted here in South Florida because everybody views him as a draft bust. And I get it. He didn't live up to the hype as the number 9 overall pick, but if you had taken him in the second or third round and then look at his career, he's had a nice career for himself, and he's still in the league, and he's still productive. But this is where we probably could take a cue from him, is that, you know, I, among everybody else, right, this was unanimous, it seemed, would criticize him because he would either get down to avoid a tackle or he'd run out of bounds as quickly as possible every single time he had the ball, right? Like, if it wasn't clear that he could beat whoever was trying to cover him, or if he was, like, returning a kick or a punt, that he had a clear lane and he could run past everybody, he would get out of bounds as quickly as possible to avoid getting hit. And it was maddening, absolutely maddening, because there were times, like, the Dolphins were running a two-minute drill and it's late in the game or late in a half, and it's a huge play for them to potentially convert a third down. And instead of, you know, muscling his way or taking some extra contact to try to reach over for a first down, he'd duck out of bounds, short of the sticks. And it's like, oh my gosh, now you got a fourth down. I mean, this is an absolute nightmare. This is a headache. What are you doing? In reality, he was avoiding those headaches, right? That's what he was trying to do. And guess what? He has stayed relatively healthy, and he's still playing at 34, and he's still running as fast as ever. So maybe the joke's on all of us. Even though still frustrating. But he is apparently, I don't know if he's organizing this, but he is part of this group, Alvin Kamara as well, that they're going to have a 40-yard dash, basically sprint off. 12 defensive players, 12 offensive players to determine who is what they're describing as 40 yards of gold winner of this running tournament. And so I was asking because there's apparently two mystery participants who they're not going to unveil until closer to the event. And Jerome Baker apparently is going to run for the Dolphins. They don't list Jakeem Grant in the article on ESPN, but I saw somewhere on social media that Jakeem Grant may be involved. But some people are texting about this. My money on the mystery participants are Randy Moss and Deion Sanders. I don't know what kind of shape Randy Moss is in. Deion Sanders, I saw him run at the Super Bowl. He wasn't like full out running, but he still looks like he can move. Not to the point where he could run a 4.3 right now, but he looks like he stays in good shape. Somebody texts him they'd want to see Grant from the Finns. Yeah, Jakeem Grant has been rumored to be a part of this. My only question is, he's coming back from injury. I can't imagine it be in his best interest to go out and do one of these sprints. Now, some would argue that sprinting like a 40-yard dash for any of these guys, they'd be doing that while they're working out in the offseason anyway, right? Like, that's part of the routine, potentially, where they're just doing some sprints to stay in shape. But I would also argue, though, that if you're Jakeem Grant and you're at the team facility and you just happen to, you know, injure yourself because you're working out, that's different than being involved in an event like this as far as the perception, as far as how the team may handle it. We know how this works. Another texter says they should invite Usain Bolt so they could all just eat humble pie. That would be actually pretty entertaining. I think they should. What they should do is they should. This is my idea for an event. Get the fastest players from the NFL, fastest players from the MLB, soccer, MLS, hockey, basketball, whatever it is, right? All the major sports. Get those guys in a bracket-style competition to narrow down the field, get the fastest guy from that group, and then at the very end of it, they've got to race Usain Bolt and see where the fastest player from all of those sports combined, see how he matches up with Usain Bolt, who we all collectively view as the fastest man alive. One of our texters says, I've never seen a pro football player more afraid of contact than Ted Ginn Jr. Very true. Oh my gosh, was that frustrating to watch. Couple more and then we'll take a break here. Somebody says Joey Galloway can still run. He used to bring it. Somebody says invite Usain Bolt just for fun. I agree. And one more, Daryl Green from the Redskins used to be the fastest player in the league. You're right. And they used to have a race to determine the fastest player in the league, and Daryl Green was that guy. We'll come back. We'll talk more about this. When we kick off the 8 o'clock hour, though, my goodness, the dysfunction with the Jets continues. We're going to hear some sound from Adam Gase. Plus, I've got a story to tell you about when it comes to Gase. Got a lot more to get into. Stay tuned here on 560 WQAM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.